Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm doing very well, Conor. A little bit tired and a little bit in pain. I got tattooed today. So what I want from you...
Yeah.
Just fucking straight-laced stories, nothing to wind me up, no ludicrous things that will make me angry, please. If you can promise that, I'll be happy.
I can absolutely promise that 100%.
Excellent.
All these stories are Sean positive stories.
Well, I can relax now. I'm going to have a great Weird News Wednesday, everyone.
I'm just going to lean back. Nothing can go wrong.
You know what? You've told me that. You're my friend. I'm going to fully trust you and completely let my guard down.
I've only lied the other 600 times we've ever
That's
done this.
That's true. But you're due for a win, you know?
One of these times is going to... I'm going to reverse psychology. So, Sean, this is Weird News. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read all of those stories out to me, a man who has been too busy trusting his friends implicitly to look at any weird news.
Yeah, we'll give you that money back eventually, right? Just honestly...
Oh, no, that's fine. Your word is enough. Don't worry about it.
There's a banking system issue. I've sent the money, but it's an issue at their end. I've sent...
No, you know, and I will be honest, I was worried, but now you've cleared that up. Completely fine. Don't worry about it.
500 grand was almost too much to loan me for a bag of Maltesers.
It was more than I had at the time. Yeah.
Maltesers were going away. You were like, 500 grand for Maltesers. It's the inflation, lad. You know what I mean? It's half a mil.
I have heard that term thrown around recently. But
you're like working out in your brain. Like, I have heard of the inflation.
Is it that bad? I've heard it's bad, but like...
I wouldn't be keeping up with the news. Is it that bad? Is it?
I avoid all news, not just weird news.
Yes. So, if you haven't heard, we are currently doing a bit of a drive that we're looking for 100 five-star reviews on Spotify by the end of the year. Now, I don't know if we're going to make it, Sean, but I'm just letting people know that is the goal. We're going for it. Right.
Yeah. So we need big dreams on this podcast
because we always fall down, but eventually we won't fall down, and it'll be a glorious day. But
exactly.
So if you're listening to this on Spotify, we would really appreciate it if you gave us a like or a review. I'm pretty sure it's a review. However, it works on there and whatever other podcast platform that you're listed on. But Sean, enough of that. We've got to get into the weird news because I have some pretty big, shocking news from this week that, oh, it caught me by surprise. It was sent in by multiple people.
One
of the, Ed Ball sent it into the Facebook group, Detective Dribbles discussion group.
I dodged this notification swiftly because I'm not allowed to look at these things.
My fiance also sent it to me by text and said, would you look at this?
That's love. That's love now right there. She's doing like, the weird news research for him.
She's like, I'm not into this shit, but I'll send it to him. He's a fucking weirdo.
The idea that now, like, the like her algorithm is now going to be infected with these as well.
Good. Because I have Sean, woman says marriage with doll is hanging on by a thread after he cheated.
Excellent choice of words. I saw this headline and I think we're all asking the same question. How does a doll husband cheat?
If you haven't been keeping up with Weird News, we actually covered this poor woman. I say poor woman. We covered this woman a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago at this stage.
We've covered her twice, I believe.
It was a woman who married a doll. Now, if you've seen the image online, the doll is absolutely horrifying. And they also had three kids to take care of.
Three doll children, we can only stress. They really take after their father.
The resemblance is uncanny.
Uncanny is the word. But, and now the marriage is in trouble because he's been off cheating with another human or another doll? Because if she's made another doll to cheat on her, that's a whole other series of questions.
Merivone Rocha Moraes, 37, thought she found the love of her life, a rag doll named Marcelo, until she discovered the love rat was seemingly having an affair, Sean.
Okay, You've piqued my interest.
Although the couple tied the knot earlier this year, this is when we discussed it, the relationship now, Sean, it's hanging on by a thread. It gets even worse, as she also has the three kids to take care of as well.
That's true.
Carol, Diego, and their newborn, unnamed.
They haven't picked a name for the newborn yet.
Well,
that's
it's a
fine.
Doll. It'll look the same for years.
They've got plenty of time to find one that suits it.
I was very sad and I could barely sleep because I love my husband so much, but he denied the betrayal.
Okay. But how does she know that he cheated? Where's the signs? Where's the evidence?
Well, you know? I found out through a friend, Sean, who told me that she saw Marcelo entering a motel with another woman while I was hospitalised for 3 nights and 3 days with Marcelinho, our son. So their newborn is also called Marcelinho. They kind of ran out of names, but she was in hospital for 3 days and 3 nights with the son.
That's easily disproved. She's not having the kid. It's a puppet kid. It's a doll. She's not having the kid. The friend, do you think the friend, this was like a misguided attempt to stop the puppet nonsense? I keep calling him a puppet. But like they're like, no, he cheated on you. I'd get rid of him. You know,
so whoever's listening to this, your group of friends, one of them says, I'm now married to a doll. I'm now married to a life-size doll and we have children together. 6 months passed, they're still talking about it. It's an undercurrent of weird that you don't want to touch on because you like them. You want to hang out. You know what I mean?
You don't want to pull the bandage off away.
But you also want to subtly be like, maybe this isn't the best course of action. Maybe you should talk to somebody, you know, like a human of some kind. And so, I seen him cheating. I seen him cheating the other day and it completely blows out of proportions.
That's the thing, because I think that it might have started as a conversation. They're like, oh, you're still with, Marcelo. So she's like, oh, look, you keep talking about Marcelo. And it's like, oh, so you're still with Marcelo, is that right? It's like, I don't think Marcelo's very good for you. And then she's like, oh, well, what's he done? What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
And then he's into crypto. You panic. He's a big crypto. He pays $8 for Twitter premium. It's cursed.
He's lost billions.
He went fully into NFTs after they crashed.
After the crash. Like, it was way after.
It was horrendous. Remember every second weird news story was a fucking NFT.
Oh, man. And you don't hear it anymore. Ever again.
What did I tell you, Connor? Flash in the pan.
Well, what about the crypto, though? I thought that banking system was going to work perfectly.
Oh, the one where all of the cryptos are crashing right now?
Yeah,
bud. Yeah, you invest into that.
I've after invested all my life savings.
Oh, no.
12 euro.
Jesus, God. I mean, not as bad as... I mean, that's worrying in a different way, I suppose.
So many worries, but all different ones.
Much like the worries with... How do you deal with infidelity when one of the participants is an inanimate object?
See, the counterpoint would be to that. It would be easier if she was the one having the affair.
Yeah. Because, thing is... I can understand her having the affair, because that's
also
something she's not currently getting in her relationship.
It's not an affair.
No, it's not an affair. It's not a marriage. It's not real. So if the friend saw, let's say it happened, right? If the friend saw Marcelo go into a motel room with some other woman, that means some other woman took Marcelo. Dragged him to a motel room.
In my head, it's like he's just bopping around, like flopping around in her arms, and she's like walking really fast. And
yeah,
his
it's like a limp Muppet being dragged through a building. Like,
yeah.
She then does whatever in the motel room, and then puts Marcelo back in the house, presumably.
Yes.
So this woman, this original woman, was burgled. Her husband was made to cheat. Her puppet husband was made to cheat on her, and then she was de-burgled after that.
De-burgled.
I don't know
is
if there's a word
term?
For that.
There's no way that's a term.
It is now. It's here's for hire original.
At first, I thought she was lying. She said, but then I started looking through his phone, and I saw the conversation.
He has a phone,
which made me sure he was cheating. He kept denying everything, and he said he loves me very much, as well as asking for forgiveness and crying a lot. Sean, I'm going to tell you everything she said, and then you can come in all at once. The argument was ugly, and it scared our son, who is also a doll, who was crying. So I shouted to him, "Do you see what you've done now?" Oh, boys. Oh, it's getting dangerous. I asked him who the woman was, and he didn't respond.
Oh, that's very out of character for him.
He's normally a chatty catty.
Can't shut the fucker up. At what point should someone just be like, "Hey, you want to talk to someone?"
Because to me, this implies she's having the whole conversation with herself.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, having a full conversation, full argument, and full, like, feeling bad about the kids and everything like that. But I don't know how it's gotten this far.
Mm.
Because, and look, if I were to be extremely, extremely cynical, which would be very unlike me.
I wouldn't even like you.
I think when you sell a story to certain tabloid newspapers, you get a lump sum payment.
Here's the way I see this. I think this is very much... We had to do the follow-up because, of course, this woman's a crazy person. But at the same time, if she's getting some money for it, fair fucks, keep selling that story. I would then say they have a comeback. I'd have an arc if I was going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, like, they repaired the relationship. Like a Brad and Angelina scenario.
Mm.
You know, that kind of, except that didn't happen. But
he de-burgled her. No, he didn't.
He de-burgled her, of course. But it's a weird cyclical thing because we're playing into this. We're now talking about this. And presumably, the next time this woman comes up, we'll talk about it again.
She told Marcelo to sleep in the living room as she didn't want to stay in the same room due to the betrayal. I wanted to put him out the house, but our baby is growing up. And at this stage, he would miss his father a lot. Also, the love I feel for him made me forgive. Not completely, but I don't think I could live without my husband.
All right, but she was going to... Let's say that, right, she was intending on having him sleep outside. If that was a real relationship, that's entirely fucked. Even if there is a fight, you can't just make someone sleep outside.
In the gutter. Get in the gutter.
In the road. Now...
Go play in the traffic and get out of me face. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. My God.
Surely if there's a fight, it's sleep in the living room. Not
does make sense.
It does make sense.
No, sleep on the floor. I've also laid out all of these Lego bricks. And then there's Lego bricks everywhere. That's how you do it, Sean.
Well, but like, if he's a doll, Lego bricks will have no effect on him.
Oh, no, I just mean in a general relationship.
Oh,
I
think in general, that's how you would approach
health,
it.
Yeah, for overall health in a relationship, I think Lego bricks and sleeping on them really, really brings a lot.
I wager, right, if you sleep on enough Lego bricks, it's comfy. Like
it's
a bed
a
of
block.
Nails kind of a thing. Yeah, if you make just a, like, it'd be a firm mattress, but if you just make a big mattress-sized block of Lego, I could fall asleep on that.
Nah, not our age, Sean. You're not waking up the next day moving. Your back fucked.
I'm not saying, look, my back's fucked anyway.
Exactly.
But that's my secret, Kat. Yeah. My back's always fucked.
I started sleeping fucked.
Yeah, so I'm... also, I had a conversation today. Do you sleep face down? Like, fully, like, face down on the bed?
No.
Or are you a back sleeper?
I'm a side sleeper.
You're a side sleeper. Which side?
Changes. Changes now.
Does it now? Because I sleep on my right side, okay?
Yeah.
But I think that's why I don't dream. Is because all the blood pools in the creative side of my brain.
You said that with such seriousness. Like you would just come up with the smartest thing in the whole fucking world. I was not expecting it to go that way. Oh,
I think
man.
I sleep wrong, so I don't have dreams.
I just thought you were going to ask me, did I have a sore shoulder? Okay, so you think, let's just, everyone just take a moment. Fuck the woman with the fucking doll. Here we go,
right.
Sean. Sean, talk to us. You think,
okay.
You sleep on your right side, which means you don't dream.
So, your brain is in two halves and the left side is logic and the right side is creativity.
Of course, everyone knows that.
I sleep on my right side, usually. There's some nights I mix it up, but usually I end up sleeping on my right side. So I think because all of the blood and the gravity is pulling my brain down.
Yeah.
What if that's why I don't have dreams very often?
Right, but maybe...
Explain.
I feel like I'm not qualified to talk to you about this. I think you do need to see a professional.
No, I don't want to see a professional.
But I don't know
Connor.
Who the professional would be. I don't think it's a counsellor issue or a therapist issue. It's more some sort of sleep expert that you need to talk to.
I think someone just needs to slap some fucking sense into
me. I think maybe you just need to get a fucking grip.
We just need old school corporal punishment.
Look, here's the way I'm going to say it. I also don't dream very much, but I sleep on my left side a lot of the time, Sean. So your whole theory's out the window.
Well, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm happy to be wrong. I just wanted it discussed. You know?
Everyone message into the Facebook group. Or on Twitter or on Instagram, what side of the bed you sleep on, and do you dream?
Listeners, do you dream?
And Martin Luther King, stay out of this, right? I'm sick of it, right? Do you dream?
Every time you skew the vote.
Every time. He's always coming in on the dream, dog.
If I all brag about it, so not all of us can dream.
We can't all have that many fucking dreams, right? Jesus Christ. We aim small. Message in, do you have dreams? Just not in life.
not like aspirations.
No.
Just
no, I couldn't give a fuck if you have aspirations. I want to know if you're dreaming about weird shit.
Yeah, like any delusions at night, but like when you're asleep.
I might like have like 5 dreams a year.
I've heard that people, like you dream all the time, you only remember some of them.
Yeah, you only remember some of them. So I think maybe I'm like, I don't have my ever dreams when like you wake up at like 7 and like you don't have to go up until 8:30 and you go back to sleep for 15 minutes and then you have a fucked up dream.
That makes sense, but you don't wake up from a full night of sleep being like, God, that was a weird dream.
No, never. Never in my life.
No, I'll occasionally have a nightmare. I'll have a nightmare more often than I'll remember a dream.
I'm living one right now, but what yours
are
is
you?
It?
Mine is that I'm on a podcast and being judged while having a conversation with my friend Connor. So I can only hope I wake up soon.
Joke's on you, we're not friends. Yes!
Oh,
loophole.
Good?
I'm happy?
I think.
So we're moving on to our next piece of news. And this one was sent in by Waffles. Now, look, what I'm going to say is people are starting to send in stories. Takes a lot of the effort off me. because absolutely. Everyone, all the kind listeners, you're all legends, send shit in. And sometimes I come across them, I'm like, I never would have found that. So thank you for finding this weird article from this one area.
You've just harnessed like dozens more algorithms to pull from to find weird shit.
So Waffles messages on Twitter, and we're going to Texas now, Sean.
Oh.
Because I have
yeehaw. No, continue. Do it again.
A yeehaw to you too, sir. Texas homeowner says hooker ghosts have taken over rental property. They're trying to stir up business.
Can you? Is there much demand for a sex worker ghost, shall we say?
Hill House Manor owner Linda Hill explains why she believes her home is not only haunted, but it's haunted by sexual ghosts. That's correct.
Right, some sexy spooky boys going on in this house. How sexy is a ghost?
I mean, I could not very, surely.
It depends on the ghost, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but as I said, I don't know, like a James Dean ghost.
I like where your head went there. I'm going to Google, I've Googled sexy ghost, right? And it's like, and then it said, oh, you've searched this earlier. But it's like, you know, the white sheet ghosts? And then like they're wearing fishnets and shit under it.
Oh, of course.
But I don't reckon that's what's going on here.
No, I think that's the ghost version of a mermaid. You don't know what's going on up the top.
I think we know what's going on up top of a mermaid. It's the bottom.
No, but like what's going on? But it's the ghost though, because it's the ghost on top and the human legs on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're talking a reverse mermaid ghost situation.
I'm talking a reverse mermaid. How are you gonna pick it up here? Right? This is so simple to follow.
Look, sorry, Connor. I haven't slept in months. Okay.
Linda Hill was told the news on Monday that she was taking a shower when.
Go on.
When she heard someone say, looking good.
Was Linda alone in the house at all?
Linda was alone in the house. Sorry, hang on. She says, I thought it was my husband. I mean, he and I were the only ones in the house. However, it was not her husband making the comments. He does not think she looks good. He was like, yeah, fucking disgusted little Oh, sorry, the ghost. What's the ghost say? Sorry.
He's an absolute prick of a man, it turns out.
It's like a dog. Just an absolute dog. He's like, maybe he said it.
Maybe. It's like wiping a single tear away. Maybe he said it.
However, it was not her husband. It was a ghost, she added.
Yeah, she, okay, just to make that clear, she's the one who decided it was a ghost.
Oh no, it wasn't a ghost, but it was a ghost, she added.
Okay. And what, looking good? Is that what the ghost said?
I spoke to him, you know. He told me, I was looking good. I said, thank you. And I asked him what he had been doing that day. And we had a conversation, and then he left.
Well, okay, give me one more detail about the conversation, please.
She added that she believes the home has many different types of ghosts. No evidence. Linda doesn't need evidence. She's seen one. She's made her decision. We've got kids, and we've got old people, old guys, and we've got hookers, she told the news.
See, it's a weird picture then that she paints. Because, like, why are all these people gathered under one roof? How old is the house? What's the history of it there? Did all of
why
these
did
people
separate
die
in old
it?
People and old guys? Could have just thrown them into the same. You could have said old people. I would have picked up what you were putting down, Linda. You didn't have to do. You didn't have to go specifically.
You didn't have to say just old guys. I mean, is that linked to like did the old guys? Are they a separate enough group somehow?
They're the ones keeping the ghost hookers in business.
Oh, jeez, maybe that's it. But then how have so many people died in this house that their spirits can't rest?
The most common type of ghost that comes around are hookers, Hill has claimed. No evidence, once again. Absolutely none. Just making
We've only heard her speak to one ghost, and it was a lovely gentleman, by all accounts, who was just peeping on her in the shower.
So the reason why she knows this is because it's obviously a place where people can stay, Sean. Male renters, she said, have told her that they have felt somebody stroking their face and their arm while they're asleep.
I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And they're just like, are they happy enough to use the ghost excuse and not be like, no, someone's fucking with me in my sleep?
Yeah, that's better. Because Hill has now responded, that's right. They try to stir up business, but they can't figure out a way to conclude the transaction. So nothing ever happens.
Okay. Now we're learning the limits of what ghosts can do, people.
So they can rub your arm, but they can't have sex with you, these hooker ghosts, Sean. That's really important.
So, yeah, okay. But, let's not get too blue on this podcast.
Mm.
But, look, they can rub an arm and a face, all right?
Yeah.
What else? Your heart, perhaps?
I'm thinking a heart. I'm thinking fucking bit of romance. That's where my mind went. Where'd you go?
Woo me, for God's sake. Woo me before you boo me, as we tell them.
That's a new tattoo.
There's a shirt. That's a new tattoo. It's a new shirt. That's everything.
Woo me before you boo me.
That would be a great fucking tattoo.
Oh, man. You know, I was going to say space hookers there, but these are ghost hookers.
Ghost hookers. The space hookers could be dead.
Ultimately, I think ghost hookers might be the stupidest possible job you could take up. Because, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's but also, like, you're what's the business model for that? You can't pay a ghost for services rendered. By all accounts, they can't do the service.
Mm.
So, what's the unfinished business? Because this is the thing with ghosts. There's always unfinished business.
Well, I mean, there fucking is.
There's unfinished business.
Jeez, there is.
No.
So they can never leave.
They can never leave until the business is finished.
Until the business is finished. And if they're not fucking doing it, it's unfinished.
We're a family show.
There's ghost hookers, Sean. It's really important that maybe we figure out where they've come from. Where do they go? Where have they come from?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Boo.
I knew you were going to say Cotton Eye Boo.
I was so tough. I couldn't figure out the logistics of it, but I knew that's where I was going. But Sean, what are we to do here? How do we get rid? Do we need to get a sexy priest?
Oh, we could get a sexy priest. Yeah. Sexorcism, I think, is what needs to happen here.
The priest from Fleabag comes in.
He'd do.
And we're talking a sexorcism. I'm talking he's just humping the air while he's fucking just throwing holy water all around the place.
I think that has to be it, right? Because it has to be related to the unfinished business, but also be your standard exorcism.
See, you gotta mix the two. What's the standard exorcism? You gotta cover the ground in salt. Yeah, a bit of.
I think
water.
It's circle the bed in salt, say a few prayers, throw holy water at him, and hold the cross up. So you can take all of those elements and make him kinky. Is all.
Begone! You have to shout begone a few times.
Yeah, how many times?
But every hump, he shout. Every hump is begone.
He's been in there 45 minutes, Connor. He's bitch.
He comes out just sweating.
He comes out and he's lighting a cigarette.
A few weeks later, he's at the doctor's. I don't know how to tell you this, but you have all the diseases.
You have spooky herpes.
Spooky herpes. Oh, man. The ghouls get you. They must have got you.
Okay. No, Connor, if these were ghouls, it would be an entirely separate affair that we're working with.
He's got TB, but it's known as T-Boo.
He got tuberculosis.
They're ghosts. They've been around for years, Sean. They're carrying diseases we don't
ghosts
know.
Ghosts can't transmit the consumption, Connor.
They can't have fucking sex with people either, but here we are. They're prostitutes.
No, but they can touch things, you know.
Can they?
I don't know.
How do we get rid of a hooker ghost is the question.
I think we're locked in on the hooker/sex worker thing here. Mm. We need we need to just treat him as a regular ghost and exercise them.
What if they keep trying to have sex with people?
You ask them politely not to, perhaps.
So ask them politely to not. Good taken. Good taken.
Yeah. And then exorcism while no one's looking.
Yeah.
Burn a load of sage in the house.
Oh, sage. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And so you're taking, just riddle the house with sage.
I think, yeah, line all the walls with sage. Set it all on fire at once.
But distract them. Put a bit of 50 Shades in the background. Put that on the TV in the room. Just so they have something to keep them entertained while you're doing the fucking sage and the fucking burning.
I would argue a ghost. I think a ghost would hate 50 Shades of Grey, is the thing.
That's true.
It's not a very good film.
they're big movie critics.
Big movie buffs. Like, it's the Lumiere brothers. Yeah. They're the ghosts, actually.
They were around when they were called the Talkies.
Yeah, they saw the transition. Gene Kelly singing in that rain. My God.
My God, what the fuck is this? I don't know, Sean. I feel like if we start getting sexy ghosts, this could be the end. I don't know what's next.
Or the beginning, Connor.
The beginning of something beautiful. Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of news. And I have a man who, he's into health. He's into marathons. But he's also into looking cool and not giving up things. Because I have man runs entire marathon while chain smoking cigarettes.
Fucking legend, alright? Look, don't smoke. Smoking's bad for you, but this man is cool.
Obviously, we're not condoning this. Smoking is really bad for your health, and if you're a runner, then you should certainly know that. However, this guy was taken. There's pictures taken of this guy in a Chinese marathon over the weekend, and honestly,
what was the name of the marathon?
Boys.
You're not even attempting it?
Not even going to go for it. We know very little about the man behind the photos, other than that he's known as Uncle Chen. And then he was pictured running around the marathon track with a cigarette constantly hanging out of his mouth. In the end, the group that organised the whole marathon spotted that he got viral and shared a picture of his final running time. On the certificate, it said he did actually complete the race, and he managed around, how long is a marathon, Sean?
26.2 miles, I believe.
Tis indeed. So he ran the whole 26.2 mile course in just 3 hours and 28 minutes.
That's respectable as hell.
Very. It's more than respectable for especially a man who's constantly smoking while he
just
does it.
Chain smoking packs of Marlboro. In other marathon news recently, there was a marathon in Dublin recently.
Oh my God, I was going to talk about this, and then I see this story and I didn't talk about that one. Let's do this one instead. Yeah, go on.
Let's double up on marathons, why not? Because there was a marathon in Dublin recently, and it turns out that a high-up Garda, who's like a police officer.
Yeah, really high up, like a big deal.
Like the big cheese, the head honcho kind of deal. He was running the marathon, and then he hopped on the Lewis, which is
He ran the marathon.
Line.
He finished. Everyone went, fuck, that's a great time. That's a savage. Oh my God, you're so fast. He's like, yes, well, the police are fast. You don't want to run away from us when you're committing crimes. We're pretty quick.
It was a really scuffed marketing campaign for the police. Yeah.
And then it comes out later on, you're not going to believe this, but he got on the Lewis, which is, how would you describe the Lewis?
It's an above ground electric tram that runs
like
in
the
Dublin.
Tube, but like not the tube. Overground tube.
An overground, like a monorail kind of thing. Like
monorail.
Certain places. Monorail. Shelbyville, Ogdenville, Brock, North Haverbrook.
Batman.
Turns out he hopped on the Lewis for just a length of the marathon.
Yeah, he just got on the monorail for a long time, like basically 2/3 of it, then finished in record time. He booed it down the race. He beat everyone.
Really made a show of everyone else in the race. But now, and like it was like there was no prize money or anything. The race was for charity.
Yeah,
so,
but it was just to put it in the face of all those kids running that thought they were quick.
Yeah, all those kids running it with cigarettes in their mouths, being like, this is cool.
They all look like future criminals. We've got to prove to them that I'm quick.
Yeah, all criminals start as early marathon runners. That's famously known.
When people got to the finish line, he was just having a Guinness with a big beer belly, like, ah, lads, where are we, huh? I've been here 20 minutes.
I would have ordered a second one if I knew you were coming.
Chen's time was good enough for a 574th place finish out of 1,500 competitors. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
You'd feel pretty bad if you lost to the dude who was smoking the entire time.
For all 3 hours and 28 minutes of the race.
How do you celebrate, do you think? Big cigar?
See, the thing about that is it cool? I think there's a great mental game. If you're in the race and you get overtaken by the guy smoking the cigarette, you're like, this is easy for him. It's literally nothing.
And then you have to run through his cloud of smoke that he's leaving behind.
You're like, Jesus, oh my God, what the fuck?
What if he was vaping the entire time?
And all you could smell was fucking strawberries.
Yeah, and then he was just like fucking the cartridges behind him as he goes. That's my favourite. He's got him in like a bandolier.
That's my favourite thing is when you're walking down the street and you like pass a group of guys and they're all like 18 and they think you're like, we're hardy, like we are the fucking boys you don't want to mess with. And you walk past and there's a pluff of smoke and it's like raspberry sunrise or some shit. Yeah. And you're like, oh, lads.
Ooh, lemon drops. That was lovely.
Which one of these lemony?
They're pungent flavours as well.
Oh, it wouldn't be for me, Sean. Wouldn't be for me.
No, I wouldn't smoke. I wouldn't take a drink.
I haven't taken a drink in the last hour, he says.
I haven't taken a drink in a while, Connor.
How long?
Probably like 3 days. When was the week? What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Ah, sure. Yeah, I haven't had a drink since Sunday. It's perfect.
I love the fact that everyone listening in other nationalities, if you go, I haven't had a drink in a while, they're like, oh, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. No. He means 3 days, and I knew he meant 3 days.
Yeah, because what am I going to do? Not go for a drink on a Sunday? What else is there to do in Ireland, Connor?
It's the day of the Lord and the day of the drink. That's what he wanted.
You know, well, you can't buy a drink until 12:30. That's the
We do wait till 12:31 and then we do stock up, don't we?
Oh, we do swarm into Lidl. So we do.
Just big light out the door.
Load of lads coming out with slabs. That's the next thing you'll see, actually, because Christmas is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see all the lads coming out with just trolleys full of slabs of cans.
Have you started collecting all your sweets yet?
I've bought one box of biscuits. Mm-hmm. I'll intend to buy another couple of bits between now and Christmas. But we're going away for Christmas, so I don't want just a lot of food left in the house.
Yeah, but that'll keep, lad. You need them for New Year's as well.
Oh, that's true. New Year's nibbles. That's a
classic.
You need
a box of roses to keep you warm for the New Year's.
There'll be plenty of boxes of roses, Connor. But you'll also, and this is the thing people don't factor in, you will often get a box of roses just as a gift. Like from someone, you know.
What if you have no friends though, Sean? What about that?
Ah, Connor, I've already solved this.
I got you a box.
You wait for the work Christmas hamper.
By the way, the worst thing ever happened to me there last week. Now, by the worst thing ever, I mean a very, very minor inconvenience that in absolutely no way means anything to anyone.
Well, thank God you survived.
Because we got engaged recently, right? So everyone was giving us drinks, right? Me and you, obviously. Me and my fiance, we got engaged, right? So everyone's giving us wine, giving us champagne, being real nice. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I don't drink. So I was making the point, Sean, that it is a tad unfair that every gift we've received, I can take part in.
That is true.
So,
go ahead.
Then we got one box of milk tray chocolates.
Oh, it's a classic box of chocolates, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's me taking it, right? I'm not a big chocolate eater. Right, which is also I'm just a terrible person to buy gifts for. But what I am is I like the strawberry one, Sean. I like the strawberry one. That's the only one I want, and it's the same with the box of roses. So I said, right, you can have the rest of the box. You can have the 9 bottles of fucking wine and champagne that we received. I just want the one strawberry on the one tray. She said, that's grand, not a problem.
All right,
so
easy.
I settle in. I open the box. Bake off is on, Sean. We're all settling in. I'm having a chocolate.
Go, ladies
and
gents.
I'm having a chocolate. Why not? Right? I settle in. Do you know what I found out, Sean? discontinued the strawberry one and replaced it with an orangey one.
It's not an orange, like, creamy thing, is it?
I don't know what it is, but it's not strawberry.
No, it wouldn't pass your lips, that's true.
And I just looked at the box, and I looked at the one, the side with all the chocolate ones, and I thought to myself, it's not my day. It's just, it's not my type. And I closed the box, and I put it back across, and I reserved myself to the fact that I gained nothing, and everything is the worst.
This engagement was worthless.
Worthless, I tell you.
There's fucking drama going on with the Christmas chocolate world at the minute because, number one, celebrations. It's a UK and Ireland thing, I believe. It's a load of little mini sweets, some of your classic
favourites. I don't know what they have in America and Australia, New Zealand, the rest of the world. They probably have similar things.
Yeah, so like you're just your multi-pack of sweets that you get. But I think celebrations are removing the bounty. The bounty bar in it,
yeah.
Which is like a coconut bar. It's shit. Nobody likes it.
But there's always one person in your family that likes it. They'll eat like seven of them because they're the only ones left.
Yeah. There was a time where we had, because it was a big Christmas thing for the family and we had a lot of celebrations and stuff. And there was just a celebrations box full of bounties by the end of it. So I hated it. But then Heroes, Cadbury's Heroes, which has things such as the Eclair. The dairy milk caramel.
That's the big ones. That's the big game.
There's talk of getting rid of the twirl, Connor.
Okay, what? Sorry?
Getting rid of a twirl bar.
Getting rid of the twirl.
Getting rid of a twirl. The argument being that it's basically a flake. Now, I would say a twirl is better than a flake. Because
we could have a tier list of chocolates. But also, once again, it's international. So maybe they don't have these chocolates. But if you've never tasted a Cadbury's twirl, recommend it big time.
Oh, It's simultaneously got a crunch but a melt in your mouth. It's the best
boys,
of both
I don't
worlds.
Work for them, but I would. Easy to sell it a day. Imagine talking to people like, I truly believe this is a fucking savage chocolate. I'm just telling you now.
I would Augustus Gloop myself in the Cadbury's chocolate.
I actually, once ate so much, this is actually maybe why I don't like chocolates really that much anymore.
Oh, the origin.
I once, at Christmas, I think it was the 26th, so we had boxes upon boxes. I brought up three boxes to my bedroom. I put them down. I put on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Johnny Depp version. I proceeded to eat an unholy amount of chocolates from all the different tubs, just non-stop. I threw up for a solid few hours afterwards.
I'm not surprised.
And it was all brown.
No, that sounds viscerally unpleasant, Connor.
Actually, now thinking about it, I haven't really gone near the stuff since.
I think you've just cracked it there. But also, I love the idea of you watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, taking in none of the message about greed.
I was looking at Augustus Gloop going, this lad has the right idea. I'd be fucking eating that grass.
Speaking my language.
Eat that fucking grass, big Augustus.
That's such a formative moment of you just giving up chocolate. I love it.
So, Sean, I think we've got to move on because I do have a story I really wanted to touch on before we ended this week's episode. And this is, and we also still have to get to Florida as well. It's all happening. We've taken up a lot of time talking about chocolate at Christmas.
Isn't that always the way?
Man who ate 40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days says it felt like the right thing to do.
Did it now? How so? Not for the chickens, I'm sure.
Alexander Tominski doesn't know why he decided to eat 40 chickens in 40 days. He simply felt compelled by a force deep inside him. I keep saying this, but it's the truth. It just felt like the right thing to do. Or as he's known on the internet, Philadelphia Chicken Man.
It's a really inspired name. If you want to eat chicken for 40 days, that's fine. But he's eating a whole rotisserie chicken every day.
I don't think either of us could do that, even one.
No, I couldn't eat a whole rotisserie chicken on my own.
Not in one sitting. Like, you might have, like, a little bit and then come back to it at, like, you might have some at 4 and then come back to it at 7.
Yeah, but also, like, if I got it, like, a roast chicken and, like, did it at home, I would have some of it, like, we'd have it for dinner and then the next would be, like, sandwiches the next day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mm. You know, like a turkey at Christmas.
It was something in my subconscious that was pushing me to the longevity of at least 7 days, and then 30 days. And then at 30 days, I didn't feel enough pain, so I took it to 40.
What's wrong with this man? Why does he deserve such pain?
He felt plenty of pain along his self-imposed journey. Now he can barely stand to think of the birds. In fact, he's completely lost his appetite for food altogether. This kind of relates to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that would, like, eating the same thing for 40 days would just shut down any joy you get from eating food. You know, was he doing different, like, ways of preparation, different sides? What are we working with here?
A rotisserie chicken. It's almost like sensory overload. Like the smell, the way it sounds when you pull it apart, the taste, like everything. Every bit of it was just amplified when it comes to your senses, he said. But the final moments of his mission were downright euphoric. Taminski polished off his 40th bird on Sunday in front of a group of fans to the tune of Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia playing in the background.
Good old Bruce. The boss.
My adrenaline was pumping. There was just so much serotonin dancing around inside my skull. That flavour wasn't even really something that was in my consciousness at all. Just the sound of people screaming with joy as I ate those chickens.
This kind of thing, like, is there a way we can harness this for good, right? So, this man ate chicken, nothing but chicken for 40 days, no longer wants chicken.
Yeah, you turn everyone vegan.
Turn everyone vegan. Like, what if we... Okay, look, alcoholism's a big problem, you know? What if you made someone blind drunk for 40 days? And the hangover at the end.
I'll tell you something. If you drink, well, I suppose alcoholics, that's a whole different thing. But if you know that moment, like, as a man who doesn't drink but has seen plenty of times, the moment of, God, I hate my life, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
If at that moment... I fed you another 7 pints and then got you back up and then you woke up the next day and we did it again. 40 days in, Sean, you might give it up.
I would either give it up or I would be dead.
You would be dead.
It's a very high risk, high reward situation.
Well, only one way to find out.
I don't want to do this, though.
Ah, okay, fair enough. At first, he was surrounded by caution tape to keep the onlookers from getting too close, but then he found himself in need of energy and support to swallow down his last portion of the fowl. So he cut the tape and he let the people in to stand around him. Everyone surrounded me, and it was almost ritualistic. There was just swarms of people circling me. Remember, this is all just around a man eating a chicken.
Eating rotisserie chicken. I can only imagine by hand.
By hand, yeah. The heat was just radiating off their bodies. There were seagulls flying in circles above, and then the most magical thing happened. A bee flew around the chicken, landed, took a little piece... worked its butt off to fly away with a little morsel of the poultry. Everyone in the audience just started screaming louder.
So what you're telling me is this man didn't eat a full rotisserie chicken on the last day.
Give him another one. We gotta start again.
50 days this time as punishment.
So you're telling me he didn't eat all those chickens because... The rule only stands is if you eat it all. I don't think the Guinness World Book of Records would allow that.
No, and like he's very clearly stated that the bee took some of it.
He's very loudly declared it.
What's happening to the bones as well of all those chickens, you know?
Is he boiling them out for a broth?
I was just going to say, why not make a broth and drink that beside your rotisserie chicken, you know?
Yesterday's bones, boil them down, lovely broth to go down with the chicken of today.
It's the only, like, if you're going to use the chicken, use every part of the chicken, you know?
By the way, he says the bit with the bee, which, by the way, is fucking crazy. He then says, that's what I knew. This was something special. This isn't just someone eating chicken.
How has he been documenting this? Like, is it on Facebook or, like, Instagram or something?
On Twitter? He documented his project on Twitter and attracted a massive following. Dozens of people showed up to cheer him on as he ate his final bird in a location described on signs as that abandoned pier near Walmart.
Oh, so dozens of people gathered in Philadelphia by an abandoned pier to watch a man eat a rotisserie chicken.
So they woke up that morning and they're like, Dad, can we go to the game? And they looked and they said, fuck off, I'm going to see a man eat a chicken.
I've been watching him eagerly for 39 days and I need to see how this ends.
But it's the Super Bowl. Shut up.
But it's Mom's funeral.
She would have wanted it this way. She died the way she lived, killed by chickens.
She would want vengeance for her death.
Yeah. According to the New York Times, the crowd also shouted, eat that bird, at him as he ate the chicken.
I think, yeah, but that seems kind of unnecessary. I feel he was going to eat the bird anyway without being chanted at, you know?
Mm.
And that's just me.
So what has happened here is he's also now using his celebrity to encourage food donations for the city's hungry. He's taken advantage of his attention to help the city.
Pretty good, because I was going to say, could just give him, you know, 40 chickens if he wanted.
Someone then asked him, why didn't he just choose a Philly cheesesteak? Because, I mean, he's from Philadelphia. He said, I don't really care for cheesesteaks. I mean, I don't care for chicken either, but it's a little bit more accessible.
Then the crowd turned on him for besmirching the name of Philly
cheesesteak. Get out of here, boy.
They beat him to death and then ran him through the cheesesteak maker.
Now he's a cheesesteak.
Full circle.
If he didn't care for chickens before, he definitely doesn't really care for them now. My body started to reject not just chicken, but food in general. I think that might be from the sodium, he said.
Probably, yeah, and also the fact that he hasn't eaten a vegetable in a month and a half.
He said, so I actually had to, and this is going to sound ridiculous, basically drink the chicken. So I would have to, like, liquefy it in my mouth before I swallowed it. That way it would go down.
I have a very vivid memory of being a kid and my body deciding I was done eating dinner. Then I just started chewing on this piece of chicken and getting nowhere with it.
What are you talking about?
I was chewing and I was just like, I can't swallow this. And I was chewing and I couldn't make it happen. And I just did that for ages and then I had to spit it out. So I know what this man went through in a way. It's an awful feeling.
You're kind of two warriors of the same journey, aren't you, really?
I was really the precursor to what he did, you know.
He probably took you as inspiration. He had a poster of you on the wall as the man who one time couldn't swallow one piece of chicken.
Well, I was a child at the time, so he had a poster of a child.
And what did your parents do?
They were just like, if you're full, you're full. Like, just say that. And I was like, no.
And you were like, tears running down your face. No, Mom.
I was like, just shoveling it into my face, just like
we shouldn't have fed him those 7 cakes before dinner.
Yeah, I had eaten a whole box of celebrations beforehand.
That's going to get you. Watching Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Christmas
that
dinner.
It will wipe any man out. So asked again if he'd ever eat a chicken, he didn't hesitate. No, never. I'm pretty sure I'm never going to eat a chicken again.
I'd wager he will, though. I'd like
when? The reunion tour.
At a wedding, maybe he'll eat a chicken. He might get a chicken sandwich, chicken sub. Chicken can come in all kinds of ways. He's going to be sick. He's going to have chicken noodle soup.
But I think it would be such a visceral reaction. I think his body would reject it.
His body seems to be rejecting all food at the minute.
But the trauma of the 40 days would constantly be there. Even if you forgot it, your body would remember the trauma.
Unless he gets like really low on sodium and then he's like, oh, no, it would solve this that I have intimate experience with? Chicken.
Salt. Big tub of salt.
Just a big bucket of salt poured straight down my windpipe, please.
Sean, we're finishing off weird news this week with a Florida man who, I mean, he doesn't really understand how airports work. And that's always Florida man's downfall. So, look, we've all got to the airport, Sean. We've all tried to pack stuff. And sometimes you pack stuff wrong. Can't really get everything in. And you're like, oh, that really important thing. Better leave that at home. There's no more room.
Passport. Get rid of it.
I always fucking shred it before I leave. Just in case.
just in case
I would try to steal my identity. Florida traveller stuffed gun into a raw chicken and tried to bring it on the plane.
Raw chicken, you say? Wait, you can't bring raw chicken on planes, I'm pretty sure.
I love the fact that you were like, wait, the raw chicken? Never mind the gun.
Yeah. How big was the gun? How big was the chicken? Where was the plane? Where was the flight going?
So a prospective air traveller was roasted by the Transportation Security Administration on Monday after officers with a federal agency said it caught the person trying to conceal a gun inside a raw chicken stashed in their carry-on luggage.
Right. And raw chicken in carry-on.
The smell would be outrageous.
After an hour, that's getting foul.
Just, like, not refrigerated. Like, that is, that is stinking.
That is ripe, fellas.
Yeah. A post shared to the official TSA Instagram account on Monday included photos of the uncooked bird being examined in an airport security screening area and the gun once it was removed and unwrapped. Its caption leaned heavily into Thanksgiving themed puns, Sean, starting with, "There's a personal foul here."
Boys, Jesus, go home early.
I'm on the side of the police from now on. The plot chickens, they said, as we barrel our way closer to Thanksgiving. That's fucking pretty good now. <Damn it. laughs> I hate it when they get a good one.
I will pull out the plot chickens at like Christmas dinner this year. That's happening.
Oh, you keep that in the back of your head. The plot chickens. For us, it is a time to be thankful that our officers are always working around the clock to keep you safe. Not as good as the second. Take, for instance, this Hen You Believe It find at Fort Lauderdale International Airport.
I would have phrased that Chick Can You Believe It rather than Hen You Believe It.
See, but they've already used chicken in a different pun.
Well, look. Cluck.
Well, cluck, right.
Good cluck to them.
We hate to break it to you here, but stuffing a firearm in your holiday bird for travel is just a waste of time.
Don't mind that one. They did their best with that.
This idea wasn't even half baked. It was raw, greasy, and obviously unsupervised. The only roast happening here is this poor packing choice.
Pecking choice would have been funnier.
Much funnier. Feather, you like it or not, there are rules for travelling with guns and ammunition.
I mean, okay, that kind of undersells the seriousness of the rules by putting
feather.
I was like,
feather, you like it or not, you're not allowed to murder people. just to let you know, right?
It's one of those. It's a very relatable, funny Facebook post. But what was going through Florida man's head when he's going to the airport? He looks around the house, thinks, "Have I forgotten anything?" Sees the gun. He's like, "Well, that had better come with me."
Well, has to go on the plane with me.
How many options do you think he went through before he said, "I will put this inside of a raw chicken"?
because he's like, looks at the suitcase, and then he looks at the raw chicken in the fridge. Then he looks at the suitcase, then the raw chicken in the fridge. He's like, "Well, I am flying, so I actually won't be here for a few days. That'll be gone off by the time. I mean, it's going to be gone off by the time I get there. Maybe I'll see if they have an oven in the airport. Maybe they'll let me use it. I don't know.
But if nothing else, I'll cook it when I land. You know,
I'll cook
fine.
It when I land. Don't worry about it. And sure, look, it's a perfect little carry-on suitcase.
It fits right underneath this. It fits in the little cage that Ryanair give you.
He's like trying to put the books from W.H. Smith into the fucking chicken.
Oh, and it's getting all fucking salmonella juices on it. Oh, no. Oh,
all greasy shit.
He's got his bag of like chewy sweets to stop his ears popping. And he opens the bag and empties them in.
Like a bowl full of sweets.
Yeah.
And he's just like taping it out and he like hands it to the person beside him. Do you want a sweet? Do you want a sweet for takeoff?
You reach in, it's just this horrible squelching sound that it makes.
No. No, thanks.
No, I'd like to leave, please.
This is the pilot talking.
He was offered sweets to the pilot.
Sean, here's my question to you. How do you get this Florida man, as you are Florida man's lawyer almost every week, how do you get him out of this?
Okay, where was he flying to? Let's assume Kentucky. This Florida man, Your Honor, is a sales rep for, you guessed it, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fuck.
As such,
I'm listening.
This raw chicken is a sample product, untested, not yet allowed to be shipped.
He's gonna go down for guilty because we all know they don't use fucking real chicken in KFC.
Think of the herbs and spices, Your Honour. I ask you only to consider the vast amount of herbs and spices we put in.
So he didn't have any herbs and spices with him. He had a gun and a chicken.
That's where he was flying to the herbs and spices factory. Hey, this man's name is Herbert Spicer.
And he's behind him like, my name's John.
Shut up, Herbert.
Mr. Spicer, please.
I'm just like smacking him around the head.
When I tap your toe and I say, hello, Mr. Spicer, you say hello back.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Spicer.
Think he's talking to you.
Good bit. Very good bit. And then as for why the gun was in the KFC, soon to be made chicken, John Wick 3-4 tie-in, gun. You get a gun. They just give you... You got a KFC, you get a gun.
It's a Happy Meal.
It's a Happy Meal. Well, like, legally distinct from a Happy Meal, but a KFC kids meal.
Because we don't want to get sued, but it's a KFC kids meal, but at the same time, for some reason, it's a KFC kids meal of a raw chicken. Inside it is a gun.
No, ideally the chicken will be cooked, but this is a test sample that went wrong.
But why would you put the gun in the chicken before it was cooked?
Because you have to. It needs to marinate.
How am I going to have a lovely, tasty gun otherwise?
Yeah, you need. Because the idea, right, is that you have the chicken and then you just fucking eat the gun.
I love the idea that like somebody's family member gets shot and they're at the funeral and they're like, well, at least the gun he got shot with was fucking lovely taste. 13 spices.
Finger-licking good.
It's fucking lovely. Finger-licking good it was. The police officer just licking it in the evidence room.
Trigger finger-licking good. We can work with that.
This is a funeral, sir.
I've got a tight 10 minutes. Let me go.
I think that's it for this week's Weird News, Sean.
It's been quite a week. Sorry we derailed it about Irish chocolates in the middle.
Oh, multiple times.
But would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesday. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon who supports the show every single month. Those people are all absolute legends, and special shout-outs, of course, go to Roisin Chunky Lopes Palmer, Joe Birdie, Ryan Technically Fine Evanson, Waffles the Magic, David Clark, Sean Chuckin' in the Wash and It'll Be Grant Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Buster, Ed Ball, Sean, Connor and Lorraine, and Russ. Put some respect on the Incredible Hulk's name, Parfit. Thank you all for the continued support. Wonderful human beings, each and every one of you. And the Patreon is linked below if you want to join over there. Patreon.com/Heroes for Hire podcast. The merch store is also linked below, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter's at Heroes for Hire Pod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's discussion group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Lynn.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.